Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to all of our friends out there listening to us live tonight. This is Bit Friends coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts. Bit Friends. We are a support group for individuals with the skin condition known as vitiligo. And so we want to take this time to welcome all of you out there on the internet listening to us live, following us on Facebook. We want to say thank you for your support. Today is Tuesday, February 8th. And we are honored to have all of you listening to us. Tonight we have a very, very special guest. And so I will take a moment in a little bit to introduce my friend to you. Her name is Shirley, and she is now a part of our organization. And so I'll tell you a little about that in a minute. But again, I'd like to take this opportunity, wherever you are tonight, we're here as a support group for you, to encourage you, to let you know that you are okay. Continue to live and to walk in the skin that you're in, knowing that you are all right. God has made you in his image and likeness, and you are fine. And so we encourage you tonight to pick up the telephone. Just call us to say hello. We're checking in on you, and so we hope that you will check in on us. Our telephone number here live is 805-285-9710. And we will be so delighted, so honored to hear from any of you, wherever you are tonight, whether you have vitiligo or you don't have vitiligo. If you're a supporter of this group, if you are a support to a family member with vitiligo, we ask that you just call in and share your story. We want to put a disclaimer out there that neither myself nor our guest tonight, we are not experts in the field. We are people that are living and dealing and walking in vitiligo, and we're just here to boost each other, to encourage each other. So we encourage you to call in and share your story. But I am honored tonight to have Miss Shirley Walcott. She is from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And she is one of the first people that I personally encountered with this condition. So without any further ado, Ms. Shirley Walcott, are you online?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. Say hello to our friends worldwide tonight.
I greet you all, and I thank you for visiting with us.
Yes. Well, Ms. Shirley, I am so honored to have you. I remember the very first time I met you some 30 years ago, and just this lovely, lovely white patch. And I was wondering, what is this? What is this thing? And just share, I wanted you to take a moment and to share with us, how long has it been for you?
Skin condition? I've had it for about 50 years.
Wow.
I was a little girl when I was first diagnosed with it. That's what my mother told me.
Uh-huh.
And
you know, I think of people having it that long ago when things were different. That era for you and I was so different compared to the era today with this whole idea of bullying in school. Were you teased as a child with this condition at all?
Yes, you know, sometimes little children can be cruel to one another, and I can just think of a couple of examples. One time there was a girl that said, oh, she's the girl with the spilt milk around her mouth, and also I had a white streak in the middle of my hair, and they would call me the skunk. This is in grade school.
Wow.
In high school, I don't think I had any problem. By then, they knew me as Shirley, and that was
it. Yes. So those early days, you would say, weren't too bad after all. And kids will be kids.
That's
so you handled
true.
It.
But
yeah.
You're right, and they would look at you funny as they do today. You know, sometimes they'll look at you and go by and look with your parents and go by you. And I say, oh, my hand, you know, but that's okay. You know, you're used to the stairs by now.
Yes. Now, I know your two sisters. I know you have two sisters. I know your mom. I met your mom. And so my question to you, my visibly seeing them, I don't think I've seen vitiligo, but tell me, what about family history for you?
Nobody else in my family has had or has vitiligo, and so we knew nothing about it. And we just went, my mother took me to the Mass General and someplace else in the Boston area. And at that time, they said there's nothing they could do. And it's funny because I had a big white spot on my back and, one around my eyes, and then my mouth had it also.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, and I believe it's God, it filled in.
Wow.
It filled in. And no one had ever heard of it. Filling it in, you know, those areas or any area, filling in without any sort of treatment.
Wow. Awesome. Now, so there's no family history, and here you were, a young person growing up with this condition. Did you encounter anyone else as you were, you know?
Not at that age, no. No,
okay.
I was
okay.
Probably in teens, and we would have church conferences, and someone from New York came up, and she said that she had it too. But at that time, you could take some medicine or something that would speed it up, because she was blended, and she said she just wanted to be one complexion, so she just took it, and it sped her into a white complexion.
Oh, boy.
And she was the only person I met at that time with it. When I was coming up, nobody else had it. My friends.
Wow. Okay.
Enemies.
Okay.
Oh, nobody.
Wow. Now, you mentioned the areas they're filling in without any treatment. Let's talk a little about treatment. What were you prescribed in those early days? And are you still doing any treatments today?
I didn't have any treatment then, and I don't have any treatment now. And up until about maybe I'd say 5 years ago or 5 or 7 years ago, I was okay. Just certain areas would be turning whiter and whiter. And one time, I believe it was my sister that you met. She knew it troubled me, and it was around my feet. And so she got some of this ointment. It was called Dermablend. And that was it.
Yeah.
And that's all I've ever had, because by then I had met some individuals in the stores. One time I met someone going in the hospital and another time in the mall, and they were talking about some ultraviolet treatment. And they said, don't take it, because it didn't work on them. And so I made up my mind at that time I was not going to have any treatment.
Okay. So let me back up now. The doctors, when you're first diagnosed with this, they are quick to give you some of the protopics and some of these treatments, and you're saying you've done none of that.
No. 50 years ago, they said there was nothing to be done.
Right.
Okay. Fine.
Wow.
It wasn't until I was in my teens and probably in my 20s when I encountered those individuals, and they said, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't take that ultraviolet or some kind of treatment that you could take or they would put on you, and because it didn't work for them. So I'm thinking, okay, it doesn't. I know people are different. But it didn't work for them, so I said, why waste money and try it, and it wouldn't work for me? especially when no one had ever heard of
right.
vitiligo filling in. Okay?
Right. What about makeup for you? Because I know it started with the patch or whatever and then moved on down, but have you ever used any sort of makeup? You talked about the Dermaglen.
My feet.
Just on your feet.
That was it. Just on my feet, and I wear glasses.
So
you really couldn't see it on my eyes, but you could see it on my mouth. And my so she's into makeup and everything. And she would always say, why don't you put on some lipstick? But she said, it doesn't matter, though, because I like your pink lips. So it doesn't, So and she's still like that. She said, I wish I had those pink lips. But I was just not one into makeup. That's all.
Yes, yes. Now, it has been a pleasure of mine. Again, you were the first person that I encountered with vitiligo. And to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, over the course of these, 50 years, and you, like you said, do you think your vitiligo moved at a slow pace? Or for me, it's been just this rapid, rampant kind of rush. But for me, watching you over these years, I think it moved pretty slow.
It moved pretty slow for me for a while. I know I have other conditions too, but everything stems from your autoimmune system, and vitiligo stems from your autoimmune system as well. And it had been moving slowly. It went around my fingertips and my feet. And it was moving slowly all these years, up until about 5 or 7 years. And then it was rapid, rapid, rapid. And it kept going. But still, a huge portion of my face is still okay.
It's so amazing.
That seems to be the last to go. That and my legs.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I want to remind folks, if you're out there and you'd like to come in on this conversation at all, please feel free to call us tonight at 805-285-9710. If you're following us online, if you're on the Blog Talk Radio site and you're on air and you're listening to this conversation, we are delighted to have you a part of what we're doing and we're talking about here tonight. If you know someone with vitiligo and how they're handling this thing, and you'd like to share in conversation, please call us. We'd love to hear from you tonight. And again, our guest tonight is Shirley Walcott, born and raised here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a wonderful woman, a Christian woman, and I am delighted to call her friend. And we're just talking and sharing in conversation about vitiligo. And so back to you, Ms. Shirley. You're just your sweet spirit over these last 30 years or so, and watching the way you've handled your vitiligo, just your personality and all, just grabbed me the first time I encountered you. And one of the things I wanted to say, as you look over your body, and I learned that, we learned that when we went off to Virginia to the Vitiligo Support International Conference a few years ago, people look at their bodies in percentages. So for me, when I talk about my left hand, I would say to folks on the internet, on the radio, whatever, my left hand is 100% vitiligo. My right hand, I would say, is about 98%. So what would you say of your body?
I would say right now it's probably 75% to 80% vitiligo. It started inside my hands, versus outside my hands, outside on
the palms of your hands.
The palms, right? The palms of my hands versus the outer part. Now on both hands are purely vitiligo. Both hands on both sides of both hands, and so. I used to wear long sleeve shirts and blouses and so on, and people would never know.
covering up.
People
we all did it, yeah.
Right, and they didn't know. And then they would just, and I wasn't into nail polish, so you couldn't really tell. And people would say, oh, I like your fingernails. And so on. I said, well, oh, thank you. And moving right along, you know.
Yes. Hmm. Well, I would like to tell the folks that you are now a part of this Vic Friends organization, and we were honored in 2009 at our conference to have you have the floor and share your story. How was that experience for you, Shirley, sharing with us at that conference?
Well, you know I don't like to do public speaking, but I was called up, and so therefore I did that. And I shared a little bit about how coming up and about some of the children and so on. But one thing I don't think I said at the time is I since I had it for so long, I used to worry about, if I got married, would my kids have it? Was it genetic, you know, and things like that. And I've had a couple of chances to get married, and one time in the beginning I didn't have it so bad, but in the second time, you know, a couple of years ago, I had another chance, and I had it really bad, and that was at least more than 50% of my body. And I said, and that concerned me too about getting married and having children, and what they would look like and so on. But it doesn't bother me now. You know, people stare sometimes now, but it doesn't bother me like it used to when I was coming up as a child. I was rather reserved anyway and laid back, and I always had a name, you know, a W, and in those days, if you had a W, you would sit in the back. And so I got used to sitting in the back, and I was more, like I said, reserved and an introvert. And then I think maybe the skin condition made me more like that, because if you're not seen, you know, if you're not heard, you're not seen. And so people didn't, look at me so much unless I had something to say, more or less.
Yeah.
And then they knew, because I played sports a lot. But still, it wasn't on my legs or on, it was basically still around my face or my fingertips. And that was it.
Yeah.
My palm.
Yeah. Well, you know, we just missed a call. So if you're out there and you would love to call us back, and there was a 414 number, we ask that you do. We apologize for not picking you up, but we're hoping that you'll call us back and we'll pick you right up. One thing I wanted to say, Shirley, is that with this vitiligo that we're dealing with, one of the things that is so great, because I remember my doctor saying to me, keep stress at a low level. And so having great support around us, or anybody going through anything for that matter, and the support that I see coming from your sister, and your sister coming to the conference with you and now has come on board and want to help us with this, moving this organization forward, what do you say to people having support? And you know what, Shirley, hang on a second. Let's pick up this call. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
This is Oz. Ozzy.
This is who?
This is Ozzy.
Ozzy from, tell me where you're from again, Ozzy.
From Facebook.
Yes, how are you? Welcome. Tell me what state you're from again, please.
Massachusetts. Yes,
Ozzy,
hello?
Ozzy from Massachusetts. Are you from Massachusetts or from Michigan?
I'm from Massachusetts. I reside in Massachusetts.
Well, we welcome you tonight. Do you have vitiligo?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Tell us a little about yourself, and how bad is your vitiligo?
Well, I've had it for, I want to say, 4 years now, 5 years. 24, got it around my 20s, or when I first noticed it. My mother has it, so, you know, I kind of always knew what it was. I really didn't pay any attention to it because I was so used to seeing it or whatever, but it didn't get to me until, you know, it started appearing on my face or whatever. But I have a question for your speaker there.
Yes, Ms. Shirley, go ahead.
Shirley, yes. Ms. Walker, or
I don't know how to pronounce it. You can call me Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I know we're going to see you at our conference since you live in Massachusetts, but proceed.
Yes. You said that some of your spots were filling in or filled in, and you didn't take a treatment. But my question is, were you taking kind of medication at that moment or any other kind of health issue or any kind of vitamins or anything like that?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. It was, by then I was probably 12 or so, 12 or 13, maybe in my early teens, I believe it was. And I had a spot maybe about 6 inches, a circle of 6 inches on my back. And I never liked to go swimming because of a bathing suit, and they would see that. And I wore glasses anyway, so I couldn't see too well in the water. But that was one thing I didn't like to do, go swimming with it. But it filled in. And my eye, it filled in around my eye and my mouth. It went from one place on my mouth to just a little bit, a dot on my chin. And you really have to see it. You really have to look closely because everything else filled in. And that was, by that time, I had reached my early 20s, I think. And
now,
I wasn't
Ozzy asking this question because are you doing treatments now?
Actually, well, you know, I've just been looking into it, you know, from other people and what other people have had success stories on or you know, or whatever. And from what I know, you know, they say that if you take vitamin B12 and folic acid and some other things that works for them or whatever. So I was kind of wondering, you know, if she was taking anything like that.
To be honest with you, we've heard all sorts of things. And we had an awesome doctor, Dr. Vanita from the Brigham and Women's, was at our last conference. And we're having another doctor at the conference this July 30th. So we're going to encourage you tonight to come out and be with us and get your questions answered. I was told vitamin B12, too, and I have a big bottle here. We don't know at this point what it is. Much attention and research, in my opinion, is not being paid to vitiligo because they're saying it's not a deadly disease that we have. But, yes, people do have questions and concerns. So, Ozzy, I encourage you to come and be with us, if not for the whole day. Come and be with us on July 30th and have this doctor from Brookline, Massachusetts, be able to answer at least some of your questions. We thank you for calling us tonight, though.
Thank you for listening. And yes, I would definitely think about it.
Please tell Mom. I remember you now from Facebook. So tell Mom, come along with you and the friends that you mentioned to me as well. Encourage them to come. We're having some young folks come from Brooklyn, New York, to this conference this summer as well. So we hope that you come and be with us. We thank you for calling.
Thank you.
God bless
you.
Nice take care, baby. All right.
Bye.
Well, Ms. Shirley, our time is moving rapidly. We have about 5 more minutes. Share with friends and the people that's out there listening tonight, what has your experience been like coming along and being at these conferences?
At the conferences? It's very interesting because it's a time where I've seen other people with vitiligo together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other times I've seen one or two in the street, but this is a time where the conference is it's all about vitiligo.
Yes.
And you can socialize, and people wouldn't be afraid to touch you or something like that, or be staring at you, thinking you're either burnt or something happened to you. And it's beautiful. And you can connect with other individuals.
Absolutely. So, here, ladies and gentlemen, we're putting it out to you now. We have about a few more minutes left. July 30th, we're having a morning session from about 9 o'clock to about 1:30, and then we will gather again in the evening for a banquet and dancing and wonderful dinner from about 7 to midnight. So more information will come out on our website at www.bitfriends.com or follow us on Facebook. We thank you so much for listening and for joining in with us. Last couple of words from you, Ms. Shirley, to someone out there tonight who has just been diagnosed. What would you say to that person? Is it worth crying about it? Tell them. Talk to someone tonight.
Well, initially, I'll tell you, when I first was diagnosed with it, and I never saw anybody else with it, I wasn't very happy, you know, and I'm not going to say I'm truly, truly happy now, but, I mean, there are very worse things out there than vitiligo, because it has no pain, there's nothing, it's just that the color in your skin is leaving, but you can do anything else with your skin, but, with your life, it's just people looking at you, strangely.
Right.
And now, you know, talking with my sister and my friends, they say, I see you as Shirley. Now, you know, before it used to bother me, but now I think throughout the years, I just look at other people and I accept it, you know, I accept it for what it is, a skin condition. Other people have conditions, and it's
absolutely
just a skin condition, and I can't do anything about it. Right now, you know, except if God doesn't fill it in again, well, so be it. But it doesn't hurt, and there's no pain, and outward pain, there's more inward pain sometimes than outward pain, but then it goes away. You know, everybody has their pity parties, and then it goes away, and then life moves on, and you thank God for your life.
Yeah. Well, we're here to encourage others and to let folks know, but it's okay. We're going to make it. We just need to support and encourage each other and hold each other up and hold each other in prayer. Ms. Shirley, I thank you for spending this evening with me. And we look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks for our board meeting. And say goodnight to the folks.
I wish you all well. And, you know, life is not that long. Life is brief. So make the most of it with what you have, whether it's vitiligo or something else. Make the most of what you have in life.
Thank you, Ms. Shirley. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Take care.
God bless you, too. Okay. Bye now.
Bye now. So we thank all of you for joining us tonight. We are so honored when friends like Ozzy call in to just share with us. We are so wanting to let you know that we love you. We would love to invite you to be with us this coming July 30th and July 31st at our conference here in Boston, Massachusetts. We will be at the Ramada Inn in Dorchester. More information will come out on our website, so keep checking, keep looking, keep listening to us. We thank you for being a part of what we're doing. Blog Talk Radio is an experience that we can share with you and link arms in this walk called vitiligo. We thank you, those of you who are partnering and being on our state reps, different state reps. We want to thank you for just supporting us and helping us to link arms and touch folks. Greetings go out to Reverend Perry in Houston, Texas. Greetings go out to King Tony in Las Vegas, Brooklyn, North Carolina, all of our state reps, wherever you are, Hartford, Connecticut, Millicent, out there in Hartford. We love all of you. God bless you tonight. Bye-bye.